And now dictation for John Radcliffe, R-A-D-C-L-I-F-F-E, April 1946. Address as a letter to Dr. Stevelton, 775-1640, as well as Saginaw Veterans Administration, 321-4085. Dear Dr. Stevelton and Sirs at Saginaw VA, follow up Mr. Radcliffe, chronic kidney disease hypertension, last visit October. Chronic incontinence of the urine, doing pelvic floor physical therapy, although not as consistent as he's supposed to do, wears a pad, no infection, cloudiness of blood, urology through the VA, referring him to the Ann Arbor for any potential procedures, prior TURP of the prostate, extensive review system being negative, no rectal stool incontinence, medication list review. Want to highlight the lisinopril beta blockers. Pressing weight 196, blood pressure 160/84 on the left side, and no respiratory distress. Normal speech, respiratory cardiovascular, no abnormalities, no abdominal back tenderness, no major edema or focal deficit. Next paragraph, chemistry September, creatinine 1.9, which is baseline. Prior normal sodium, upper potassium, mild metabolic acidosis. GFR is around 36, stage 3B, anemia 9.8, large red blood cells close to 104, normal red blood cell platelet. Next paragraph, assessment and plan, CKD stage 3B, for the most part is stable over time, no progression, no symptoms, no dialysis, monitor potassium metabolic acidosis, anemia, consider EPO treatment or intravenous iron. Blood test needs to be updated. Incontinence per urology, prior prostate surgery. Blood pressure in the office, predominant systolic, needs to be checked at home, including machine, on a very low dose of lisinopril. All questions answered, end of dictation.